Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden. To many people, Friday the 13th brings a feeling of impending misfortune. But our Miss Brooks, who teaches English at Madison High School, doesn't believe in such superstition.
No, indeed. I don't need any special day to be unlucky. In fact, ladders shy away when I come near them, and every mirror in the house has 7 years bad luck, because I'm always broke. Last Friday was no exception. Have you ever opened your eyes in the morning and felt that everything was going to go wrong that day, and then realized that you'd already made your first mistake by opening your eyes? Well, that's how I felt on Friday when Mrs. Davis entered my room.
Up you go, Connie. Up, up, up. Rise and shine.
I'm up, Mrs. Davis.
Up we go. Out of the sack and hit the deck.
I'm hitting.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, it's going to be a great day.
Well, I'll try it. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be nothing, and I know it.
Why, Connie, I'm surprised at you. You're not nervous about it being Friday the 13th, are you?
Oh, certainly not, Mrs. Davis.
Well, I am, and so is Minerva.
The cat?
Yes, especially after what happened to her this morning.
What was that?
A black dog crossed her path. Now, cheer up, Connie. You'll feel better when you've got a nice breakfast under your belt.
Breakfast? Yes, that should help.
Then you'll go to school and you'll see your pupils and your friends on the faculty.
Yes, that'll be nice.
And your principal, Mr. Conklin.
There goes breakfast. Mrs. Davis, I think you have just psychoanalyzed me. The reason I never want to get up in the morning is that I'm afraid to face Mr. Conklin.
You may not believe this, Connie, but he's probably just as afraid to face you. It's like my brother Victor's experience. You remember me talking about Victor, don't you? He's the absent-minded one.
Yes, I remember him, Mrs. Davis.
Of course, he's not as absent-minded as my sister Angela. She's really a case.
Yes, I know. But about your brother?
My brother?
Victor.
Victor? What about Victor?
You started to tell me about his experience.
Oh, yes, he's had a lot of experience. Well, I'll fix it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?